when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Useful Christmas gifts. I'm talking like something that you can buy someone that they can actually eat or consume.
Can't go wrong with that.
Pablo, what's your useful gift?
Experiences, and I think it's great to do something that you're going to remember.
Because the worst thing is buying somebody something that they don't use and it just collects dust. I mean, that's just a waste of money. In this episode, we are going through some of the best useful Christmas gifts.
Useful Christmas gift, Kuni. I like that. You know why?
Why?
Because they're useful.
That's right. They are useful. Hey, friends. This is Queenie.
And Pablo.
And welcome back to another episode. Pablo, what is your money win?
My money win is that we were going camping this weekend, but it's rainy. Luckily, like with the camping like website, you can reschedule it for another day at no extra cost. Forgot to mention. And basically, we're able to like move this camping trip to another time, hopefully it's sunny, and without losing our money or, you know, not enjoy the weekend in the rain.
That's good. That's really good. It's good that you checked the weather before you went.
Exactly, because I don't want to spend the whole weekend in the mud.
Yeah, that would be a bit depressing, hey?
You would. What is your money win, Queenie?
My money win is that we recently bought this label maker, and it was free because we had a gift card for Officeworks. And I think it's really important because sometimes when you get given gift cards, you know, from like friends, family, or even just like buy them for yourself, we often forget to use them. And there's like, I think there's this crazy stat where people have like billions of dollars in unused gift cards, which is just crazy. So I'm glad that one, we used a gift card, and two, we got the label maker for a really good price because it's been on our list for a while. And I don't know, in some, like for some reason, I thought that label makers were like over $100, but we had a look in Officeworks and it was actually a lot cheaper. And we ended up getting the label maker for $37.50, which is just so much cheaper than I thought. And we've already used it so much, like not only just for home, but for the office as well, like labeling different things. And it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And then on top of that, by saving like or having your thing listed or labeled, you forget less easily what you have and you won't buy it twice at the supermarket.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be helpful once, you know, our little baby is born, we can label all their stuff. We're going to be those people.
Oh yeah, so they don't lose it.
Yes, that's right. Just remember that anything that we talk about in this podcast is general advice only and not personal financial advice. You can read our full financial services guide in the description. We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of our land, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Okay, so I'm going to kick it off and say, while we're on the topic of label makers, label maker, you know, that could be a really good, useful gift for somebody who wants to be more organized in the pantry or whatever, maybe like label some of their stuff, because honestly, Pablo and I have gotten so much use out of this label maker already. So yeah, I think it's a great, useful gift and it doesn't have to be very expensive. Like as we said, we got ours for $37.50. You can find them for under $50 these days, which is really good.
It is really good. I think it's a really useful gift and not too expensive on top of that. So it will change people's life, maybe.
I think so. And it looks expensive. That's the thing that I like. You know, I don't like giving gifts that don't look like the price that they've costed you to buy. Do you know what I mean? But this one looks expensive, but it's actually not. So that's good.
That's very true. Sometimes, you know, you receive like those gift sets with lots of different food and stuff that, you know, they are like a bit cheap, but they look expensive, or how do you say?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Well, this one is like, it looks like you spent at least $50.
Yeah, exactly.
At least, you know? So that's good.
Exactly. So Pablo, what's your next useful gift?
My first useful gift, Queenie, is a cool cabana. And I cannot emphasize enough the fact that we used ours so much in the last 2 years now, I think, since we switched from the Kmart to the cool cabana. It's just so good.
It is really good. And it's good, I think, long term for your skin. Because as we know, the sun's rays can be really harsh on your skin, not very good for your skin. So it's good to have a cool cabana that protects you from the sun. And we have tried the cheaper version.
By the way, a cool cabana is like basically a sunshade with like 4 feet. It's like an umbrella, but like bigger size. And it's so much better for like 2 people.
It is. It's very easy to install, maybe even easier than a normal beach umbrella. And it's way less likely to kind of like fall over. Like, have you ever seen those beach umbrellas like tumbling in the wind, like looking really dangerous? That doesn't happen with a cool cabana. And we have tried the dupes. They were not dupes. They did not work. They weren't built as good quality. So this one, we have to say, the real thing is definitely worth it.
Yeah. So that's a good idea of gift. If you're like in Australia, obviously it's summer and people are going to make quite a few use out of it, I'm sure.
For sure.
What is your next gift, Quinny?
Okay, so my next gift is snacks. And I'm talking like something that you can buy someone that they can actually eat or consume. So I always love like nice chocolate, you know, like obviously now I'm pregnant, but you know, when people give wine as gifts, I think those are good gifts because you're going to eat them, you're going to consume them more likely. And if you buy something nice, like maybe like, you know, a bit nicer than the stuff you would buy for yourself usually from the supermarket. I don't know. I just think it's a nice gift. Consumables is always good.
It is a really good gift, I think. And it reminds me of the video we did last year on the best Christmas gift. And we were interviewing like people and there was this student. He said consumables. And it's so true because you're going to consume it or they're going to consume it. So it's like not wasted money. It's like really useful.
It is really useful. Yeah, I agree. Because the worst thing is buying somebody something that they don't use and it just collects dust. I mean, that's just a waste of money. And yeah, so consumables. If you don't know what to get someone, consumables.
Can't go wrong with that.
What about you, Pablo?
My next gift is kind of surfing the wave of consumable and is actually a surfing lesson or paddleboarding lesson. You know, I like, you know, experiences and I think it's great to do something that you're going to remember. And if you can get someone a lesson like, you know, related to that or any other activity like painting, you know, anything that you think they would like, I think it would be really fun.
That is really nice. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. So my next gift is a keep cup or like, you know, one of those like reusable coffee cups. I think this is a really great gift for somebody that, you know, loves going to coffee shops and like, you know, drinks coffee or tea or matcha or whatever they have from their coffee shop. I think it's a nice gift and it's also eco-friendly too. So yeah, I think it's a really nice gift. And it's also kind of like a consumable as well. They can even use it at home.
Yeah, keep cups are really good, you know, because it's nice to have your own cup that is nicer than like the paper cup you got in the coffee shop. And you can also make your coffee at home, but also enjoy it on the train or on the way to work. And you save money on the long run.
Yeah, and I feel like it tastes better, especially like the glass ones or the ceramic ones. Like I just find that drinking a nice hot beverage from like a really nice like glass or like ceramic cup, it actually tastes better than like those disposable paper cups, you know? So I do like it.
Yeah, they actually made some studies, you know, on like yogurts and they tasted the same exact yogurt in like 2 different pots, like one white pot and one red pot, or like same with tea. And they found that people said that it tastes better with the like colored cup or, you know, nice looking cup. So it does make a difference in the taste in the brain.
Exactly. And you just buy it once. You can keep it forever unless you break it.
Unless you break it and you call Pablo.
Oh, poor Pabby.
Actually, funny story, I broke 2 of
them. Oh, no.
It's like a lot.
Need a heavy duty one.
I need a heavy duty. Like, you know, those metals one or like titanium. You know, like they have this Apple Watch, they have like titanium one, like really expensive one. They need the same for a keep cup.
Yeah, bulletproof.
Bulletproof, like the Tesla Cybertruck.
Yes.
Arrowproof.
I think so.
I will ask Elon if he can build a keep cup next Maybe he has bigger dreams, but who knows?
What's your next one, Pablo?
My next one is related to books. So in one of our recent podcasts, number 39, if you want to check it out, we talked about the best books that we've read. And basically, like, I think it's really good to, you know, share this knowledge with other people. So if you have enjoyed some books that you've read this year and talked about it and see if this is the right fit with some of your friends or family, that would be a great gift. But on top of that, you know, because sometimes for us, for example, Kuni, we don't really like reading books. We do like it, but from time to time, but we'd like to also in the car listen to audiobooks, and so much easier to consume. So you could also give them like a 1-year subscription for Audible, or, you know, a couple of months.
That is a good gift. That's really good.
Because then that way they can pick the book that they want. And they also have like 1-year subscription, which I think is like maybe 120 or like, you know, if you buy for the year, which is pretty good.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
And of course, you can also do the classic like Netflix or Spotify subscription, which Spotify just started releasing like in the UK and Australia, like audiobooks.
Yeah. So if you have a premium Spotify subscription, you can now access around 15 hours of free audiobooks, but not all of them are free and included. We learned that lesson. But some of them are, so might as well give it a go. It's pretty good.
But on the topic of gifts, Queen, which is the podcast, what is your next gift?
My next gift is like a hamper, because I feel like those are nice and they always look like good for Christmas, you know, and you can make one yourself, you know, just like getting different snacks and like little things together, kind of going on my consumables trend, but like putting it together in a nice kind of little package, maybe some skincare, some like nice little things in there, you know, hampers are always nice.
It is really good. And you could even find, you know, at Costco, like bulk buying items, like buy lots of stuff and then separate it into like multiple hampers based on the person. And that's a good way to save money on gifts.
That's a good idea. So instead of like getting those little gift packs and giving one person like 5 different hand creams, you could get one of those and then put in like a bit of chocolate, bit of this, bit of that, and then give it to 5 people. So good.
Yeah. And if you don't really like the person, you can don't have to put crazy stuff in the hampers. It's like at Christmas, you like, you know.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The uncle, he received his hampers, doesn't like anything.
Yeah.
And then the auntie, like, sold the stuff in the...
Oh, that's funny.
Custom-made hampers. That's pretty good.
And what about you, Pabiz?
Pabiz's next gift is a DNA ancestry kit. So we've done one recently, actually, or a couple of years ago, and it basically tells you ancestry-related data based on your DNA. And that was so interesting for us. I mean, when you did yours, Queenie, you just basically like put some saliva. They send you like a tube or sample, which you send back to them. And after like about 6 weeks, they give you like all this data about your ancestry. And it's so interesting.
It is really interesting. What did you learn, Pablo?
Well, I learned that I have some Balkan blood.
Balkan blood? Where
DNA.
Is the Balkans?
Well, we're still looking for it. In the family, you know. And what's interesting is my mom is going to do it, so we can see if it's from my mom's side or my dad's side. But that would be really interesting. And what did you find about yourself, Kuni?
What I found? Well, I kind of already knew my ancestry. I'm half Chinese Malaysian, but I guess by like DNA ethnicity is half Chinese. And the other half is like... Well, my mom has lived in Australia, or her family has lived in Australia for like 5 generations. But before that, they were from Ireland and Scotland. So yeah, I'm a mix. So it came back as like what I expected. But something interesting that I found out is that I am a morning person and I'm also a napping person, which I can confirm. I do get really tired around 3 p.m. And yeah, I think ideally I would love to nap if I can. So that was really interesting to find out.
A napping person. That's really interesting that how they find this from your DNA.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I wonder how it goes for finding this, but it's really, really interesting. So yeah, if you are interested, I think there's like plenty of ancestry kit out there. We did like the one called ancestry.com.au or something like that. And there are also some DNA tests that can test for your capabilities in terms of like diet and stuff like that. And that's also interesting.
Yeah, I would like to do those, but they are quite expensive.
They are much more expensive. And one of our friends did it and she had the result that her DNA suits her more for Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
So I think like having the right diet for your DNA is quite important. And that would be interesting to do. But like you said, Kuni, these are like, I think, 400-500 each, maybe even more. So something more for yourself than for gift.
Yeah, I think the Ancestry ones aren't too expensive. How much did we buy them for?
I think it's 120 or something.
Yeah, 120, but not like $500 like the other one. Yeah, definitely an investment. And if you would like to send us a gift, which is totally free, you can give this podcast a 5-star rating. We appreciate each and every one of you and thank you for listening.
Thank you for the gift.
So my next one is a cooking class, because these are really fun. Like I used to do these, you know, when I worked in like different corporate companies and they would take us to different cooking classes. And this is so much fun. I love like little cooking classes and trying out different cuisines. So I think that's a really nice experience that you could book for someone.
Yeah, a cooking class is really good actually, because you get to maybe enjoy that class with the friends. So you can even bond more memories if you do it with them.
Yeah, and you also get a meal afterwards. So it's like activity plus meal in one combo, you know? Love that.
Yeah, that's very good. And actually, you know, like there was this study made of if you go on different multiple places on the same night with friends or in the same day, you know, rather than staying one place, it looks like you bond more rapidly. So for example, like let's say you go out for dinner and then you go out somewhere else for dessert and then you go do an activity or something. There's like kind of 3 dates in one, or you know, 3 activities, so you bond much faster with the person than if you are doing like a dinner, a dessert and stuff just in the same spot. It would not be the same as doing like different places. So if you want to bond rapidly with the person, try to go multiple places.
That's nice. That's really nice. And on this topic, you've got quite a few different experience ideas you can share.
I do have some that we have done like recently. There is the bridge climb in Sydney, which is really, really good. It's quite expensive. I think it's 300 based on the time that you go. Like if you go sunrise, sunset, it might be a bit more expensive. But this is like one in a lifetime. I think it's really good.
That was really fun. Yeah. Highly recommend it.
A bit cheaper. There is a Sydney Tower that you can climb and it's not too expensive, like less than $100. And that's pretty good, you know.
Nice view of the whole of the city, which is nice.
And then some other one not in Sydney, you can do like hot air balloon, like I think in the Hunter Valley or all around Australia where you live as well. And then anywhere there is like always this good old escape room.
We do love escape rooms.
Because we are a bit nerdy.
We are a bit nerdy, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so my next one is for the frequent flyer friend or family member. It's a travel pillow. I think there are some really cool ones out in the market. I want to try. There's this one I keep getting retargeted with their ads. And it's like, it looks a bit silly. It looks a bit like a neck brace. And you kind of like tilt your head to the side to sleep. But I'm like, maybe it's comfy. I don't know. So maybe a good travel pillow, always good.
A good travel pillow is always good because, you know, if you travel often, like that's going to be useful to have like a better rest, except like if you try a business class, Kuni.
Yeah, that's true, because you've been listening to the Queenie and Pablo podcast and you have points and you're using them for your business class flights. Yep. Then you don't need a good travel pillow.
Exactly. And I think if you are interested in like business class flight or like all this point sucking, we have an episode, I think number 32, with Champagne Mal, and we share a lot of info about credit cards.
Yeah.
And points.
You don't want to miss that one. That's a really, really great episode.
So, what is my next one? It's still on the topic of travel, and it's a portable Bluetooth speaker.
Hmm.
You know, I think it's really good, like, for us, we use it even at home to listen, like, to audiobooks and things like that. But then when we go away, we can still bring our speaker and have, like, a nice listen to, like, good quality music rather than on our phone. It's so much nicer, I'd say.
Yeah, that's very true. Nice having a good portable speaker.
And these are not too expensive, you know. I think it's, like, good, affordable, and, like, so much better than the phone speaker.
It really is, yeah. You could definitely get them under $50 these days, which is good. And my next one is a plant, because who doesn't love plants? I feel like candles may have made this list in the past, but these days, to be honest, we get given a lot of candles, and I have not lit a candle in such a long time. So I think a plant is nice because not only does it filters the air, some of the indoor plants, and it adds like a bit of nice like greenery, you know, to the areas. And, you know, sometimes you can find plants for around the same price as a candle anyway. I just think it's a nice gift. I always love plants as gifts.
It's always nice. And I guess you can find maybe a plant that's not too much maintenance so that it's easy to keep.
Yeah, very true, very true.
My next gift is related to like mobility. And we've recently, you know, started doing more yoga, Pilates and all these things since you're pregnant, changing a bit our exercise. And one thing that's really helped us is having like a good yoga mat at home. So I think that can be a really good gift.
Mm, very true. A nice yoga mat is good. And I have this really cool strap. It's like a strap that is like a carrier for my yoga mat, but it also doubles up as one of those like stretching kind of like bands that you can have. So I think if you can, yoga mat, and then get one of those like things that's like a yoga mat carrier plus doubles up as like one of those stretching bands, because that's been amazing.
Yeah, so actually if you even know someone that has already a yoga mat, that might be a good add-on.
Mm, very true.
And I think this was from Lululemon, right? About
$25? Yeah. Very good. Good price.
Good price because two in one.
Yeah, and my next one is nice glasses, like nice glassware, you know? Like I feel like it's always nice to have like nice glasses either for like coffee at home. Like we have these like, I think they're called like tumbler glasses, you know, with like the double walled glass. That's just nice to like drink a coffee in or like tea or whatever you have. I think they look really cool. Or even like cool like cocktail glasses, you know, like you can get sets of four. I think, yeah, nice glass or even like cool like cocktail, you know, jar or something, you know, I think that's always really fun.
Glasses are good. I was thought at the beginning you said glasses as mean sunglasses.
No, that would be an expensive gift.
That would be an expensive gift, which will not have made this list.
Yes, that is true.
That's why I was confused.
And Pabiz, what's your last one?
Well, my last one is related to the consumable. So I hope you will approve this gift, Queenie. And it's like a DIY cocktail or mocktail kit, you know? These are always nice to have or to give. Also like wine, like nice wine or like craft beer selection. I think they have these nice ones, like, you know, nice looking beer. And these are nice gifts, I feel like, for people if they like wine and beer.
Mm, I like that a lot. That's really cute.
Yeah, so I think with this list, based on your friend, your budget, and that can open the ideas of useful gift for your friends.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't know what to get them, you can also ask maybe either their partner or like another friend that's close to them what they would need in their life, or, you know, maybe get the down low and like what they would like as a gift just so that, you know, you actually get them something that they're really going to use. And if that fails, you can also do cash money. Isn't that right, Pablo?
Cash money is always good. Better than gift card, I imagine, because you're going to use the cash.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes with gift cards, you know, like I said earlier, you forget that you have them. And there's like this crazy stat where people have like billions of dollars in unused gift cards. It's something really interesting about gift cards is it's essentially like these companies use them as like, I guess people are loaning these companies money with no interest, if that makes sense. Like it's essentially like, yeah, they're using it as a, like a bank essentially. It's pretty amazing. So cash, I think, is king. Probably better than gift cards.
Cash is king.
Yes, very nice. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.